Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And for this episode, we're going to talk all about Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa. This is actually part one of a four-part series that we're going to be running all month. So I'm really happy to have our panel of Aulani experts joining me to help me with this show and the show is going forward. We have Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Aloha.
We have Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in the production facility, we have Craig Williams.
Hello.
He's had multiple trips to Aulani, so we know that everybody here is well-versed in it, so we should have a really good show. Specifically for this show and the shows going forward this month, we're going to be focusing a lot on what Kevin and I did on our last trip to Aulani. What were the dates of our trip, Kevin? It's been so long ago.
May 7th through May 19th, we were there for 12 days.
And it was not enough. It was certainly not enough.
Whenever I travel, I hit the 10-day mark, and I start thinking of all of the things that are comfortable at home, and my dogs, and all of the things that I miss. I missed my dogs, but I didn't want to leave. At the end of 12 days, I said to John, I think we should have stayed 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And now we have started talking in, if there's a major purchase coming up in how many Aulani points that he gets. So that's how we're judging things from now on.
And you just recently did a trip out there, but you did a shorter trip.
We did. We were there in February, and I think we were 7 nights that trip. We had done some California on our way out, but I think we ended up 7 nights in Aulani. And I have to tell you, we've decided that that's just not enough. And at seven, I think the longest we've done is 8. And you really, with the time change and with the flight time on either end, I feel we really need a minimum 10, but I'd really like to work towards that 12.
Part of what I hope to do with this series of shows is give people an idea of what there is to do at Aulani and also on the island of Oahu, because we're always getting asked, how come you go? Why do you go? Why do you go so often? It's not a theme park. Right. I'm going to be bored. My wife's going to be bored. Not a moment goes by that we are bored.
No, and I've now... You know, we talk it up a lot. My husband, Chris, and I, we talk it up a lot. And so we've had since friends and I've had clients go. And when they go, you always have that moment of, ooh, did I talk this up too much? Because I'm always worried about managing people's expectations. And they've all come back and they're like, yeah, no, you didn't talk it up too much. It was exactly what we wanted it to be. It was exactly what we hoped it would be. They loved it. Can't wait to go back. So, you know, you're always worried about that because we love it. I mean, I think we've had 4 visits now.
I think that's where we are too.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to go to Wildwood, New Jersey as for vacation. And every year that would be what I was looking forward to. I was looking forward to going to a Wildwood. Then we found Disney World. And then it was, how do I get back to Disney World? I haven't had that place in many, many years because I moved here. So I didn't have that next place where all I thought about was, we get to travel a lot, and we're very lucky to do that. But all of a sudden, Aulani, specifically Aulani, I love the fact that it's on the island of Oahu, but this is specifically about Aulani. That has become the place that sort of fills up my mind when I'm
That's exactly the way it's ended up for us. It's always about how are we going to get back to Aulani. So you're looking at your other vacation plans, whether it's for work or personal.
It's like Hawaii
crack. Exactly true. And it's whether it's personal or what's professional, you're looking at your travel schedule and you're thinking, okay, where can I fit Aulani in here? And it's just become that place for us that, and we recently talked about that. If we were told, this is it now, you've got one vacation a year, you can only go to one place and it has to be... It would be Aulani.
I agree.
And we've been to the other islands. Like, we did do the cruise with Norwegian, where we sailed the other lions, and we got to see what else was out there, because you always wonder. We've also day tripped once from Aulani, and we flew to Hilo. Yeah. So we went and spent a day there. We flew for the day to sightsee. So we've done a little bit of the other islands. We've decided Oahu is where we want to be, and I know others will have other opinions about their favorite island. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot, and for various reasons. I think Hawaii is amazing, so whatever island you love, fine. But for us, we've decided Oahu fits the bill.
I would say exactly the same thing. We did the Norwegian cruise.
Yep.
And the other islands were lovely, and I'm really glad I got to see them.
Us too.
However, everything I want from Hawaii is available on Oahu, And that's where Alani is. So.
Right. And that's how I feel about it. So Alani gives you that. It gives you. It feels like an escape, a paradise. I love everything about the resort. I can ride the North Shore for the beautiful, the big waves and the scenery. But then I've still got the big city of Honolulu if I want, you know, better or, you know, higher end restaurants or shopping. Or so it really fits everything for me.
Agreed.
I agree.
So the way I want to explain a little bit how the shows will go for the month. This first show, we're going to concentrate on Alani and the things that are, there are to do there. We're going to talk about the things that Kevin and I did specifically, but there's also a ton of other stuff we didn't do because it just doesn't fit the way we travel. So we'll try to touch on that as well. I have some video of the things we did and the things we experienced. This is my personal video that I shot, so it's not slick and cool. It's not Craig quality yeah. video.
Don't compare this to what Craig does. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
But I think it's fun. I think what yeah. I put together is pretty fun. And we're going to do something a little bit different than what usually happens on other shows where a video is played and there might be a music bed or something underneath it. We're actually going to talk over the video about what we're seeing so that the folks who listen to our show can sort of be part of that as well. It's less about you know, have them having to go out and watch a separate video. They can continue to listen to the show and they should not miss a thing, pretty much. The other thing I want to mention is for the month, we are also having a contest. We're giving away a stay.
Can Kevin and I enter?
You cannot. Nobody in this room is eligible.
Can we make a caveat that they have to take Tracy and I?
Yeah.
No. No Under Dreams Unlimited Travel or the Diz Unplugged. All the disclaimers are out there.
Can my husband enter?
He cannot enter. Okay. He is spouse related to.
If he divorces you and moves out of your house.
Okay. There's right. enough of the caveats out there. You people cannot win. That simple. You can win a 5-day, 4-night stay at Disney's Alani Resort and Spa. We're going to do a big summation at the end of the show with all the rules. I know, I do too. I'm going to get a gavel and a wig.
I love when you recap.
We're going to have all the rules of the contest, how to enter, how to win. However, I want to point out, you have to watch every show this month because each show will have something towards the final entry for the contest, but that'll all be explained at the end of the show. So
the summation.
That'll be part of the summation. Oh, God. Part of my filibuster. All right, so we're going to start with some video we took of, first of all, a standard room at Alani, so people can see what a standard room looks like, and then some of the different views off the balconies. We get that a lot.
Right.
What do these views look like? Kevin and I stayed in the Grand Villa. Not really comparable to what most people will stay.
Yeah, I stayed in a one-bedroom standard view, and some of you may recall my photos of right. what I was looking at.
Now,
so.
We stay in the Grand Villa, but there's three families that right. split this. It's not John and I and, you know.
And the big, big dining table that seats right, 12. Yeah.
You know, a three-bedroom suite.
With John summation your day. Summationing your day at the
Sitting
end of the table.
At the table. Big table, making my summation. One of the things that what happened at Alani was we were given access to the marketing director who allowed us to take some videos later on. You'll see videos from the spa with nobody in it and Auntie's Beach House access. But for these first videos, she brought us to specific rooms.
Okay.
So one of the things that I think is important that we talk about is when we see the views from these rooms, we also explain that she kind of gave me the best room.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know,
she thought we were going to sell this, but he's right. You've got to yeah. kind of,
yeah,
right.
you have to
we
keep in mind
honest.
That
right.
the rooms are not the same throughout the view type. And
there are four sides to this hotel.
Exactly.
There's also depends on what floor you're on could be, your view could yeah. be different. So these are definitely absolutely views at Alani. They're, actual room views. They're rooms you could get. Their views mm-hmm. you could get easily. We could tell you how to get those views. But just keep in mind that when we play them.
And keep in mind, he said that he met with the marketing
right.
director. So keep in mind what her
sweet,
role
very
is.
Very nice. And yeah. we thank her for her time. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So let's start with the standard room. And again, these videos are very short. The first one's like maybe 3 minutes, only because I took a lot of that particular room. So let's run it, and then we will sort of chat about it as it's up and going. So this is Disney's Alani Resort and Spa, a standard room. And actually, oh, and that's Kevin breaking things. And this is actually one of a couple of standard rooms I was in. So you're going to see some different views. And one of the things that always strikes me when we see a room at Alani is the theming.
Yeah.
The theming's fantastic. Always carried through it. The Disney theming is subtle and very nice. And just, it's a beautiful room. And it's a comfortable room.
It is. And these are two queen beds that you're seeing in this photo. A standard room can also be a king bed with a pull-out sofa. So keep that in mind as well. So what you are seeing here is two queens.
And if you're interested, the bed scarf is available for sale at Alani.
Right, the runner they put at the foot of the bed. You can see there's a lamp in the background. We're going to get a better shot of that in a little bit. This is part of the decoration. It's Mickey holding a surfboard. It's really cute, and that's also for sale in the gift shop. So,
I'm trying to recall what that price was. I remember
$175, I believe, for the lamp. And this is a different room. And one of the things you'll notice is the light changed. Mm-hmm. We went higher in the resort. So this is a brighter room, and you can really get a feel for the fact that the higher you are in the resort – the better your light's going to be because you're going to be above the tree line.
You're also going to get a better view.
Right. And then we'll see that a little bit later in the views.
That's true of any building you go into. The higher you go, the better you can see.
Exactly. Very well appointed. Nice size rooms.
I love the artwork. I love even in the hallways, the carpets. You're in a Disney resort, and that's clear. But it's very subtle. It's very classy almost in the way that there's nothing cartoony here. And it really fits with the theme of Hawaii. And
here's a close-up of that lamp in case you want to buy it. And there's actually a little sign that says, "This lamp is available for sale. Please do not steal me."
And they will ship. They will ship the lamp home. You don't have to take it on the plane with you.
Decent sized balcony, not huge, but it gets the job done. These rooms have a coffee maker in them, have a little refrigerator, have enough stuff for coffee in the morning, a couple of cups, sweetener, stirs, things like that. Enough to get your day started for sure.
And there's this, I like the small little table with a couple chairs, just like an area to sit and, have that coffee if you need to.
Bathrooms are beautifully decorated, beautifully appointed, big. We actually redid one of the bathrooms in our house and kind of did it Alani inspired. We liked what they did.
We stole their idea for the hardware.
We did. And again, you get to sit on your balcony and have a beautiful Hawaiian day.
So what view is this? This is not standard.
This is actually an island's garden view.
Right.
Okay. So that ends that video. But the next one we're actually going to see is the view from that specific room. The first room where the inside had a little bit darker. Almost had a yellow cast because it was all lights.
That was standard.
That's the standard room on island garden view because you're kind of behind the trees. I'm sorry. That was poolside garden.
Poolside garden, yes.
Okay. So let's do island garden view room. So let's get that video up. Do I have them out of order? I'm sorry, Craig.
No, they're in order. It's just going to take a couple seconds in between.
Okay, sorry about that.
The rooms are very comfortable.
Yes.
And I don't just mean in size. There's a very comfortable feeling about them.
We've stayed in the standard rooms. Remember the first visit we went when we went with some agents? We've stayed in the standard views. Chris and I have stayed in the standard rooms. And then we've stayed in the studio. We've also stayed in a one-bedroom.
And again, one of the things you can do is you can get the DVC rooms. You can rent those like anybody else.
Yeah, those are part of the regular hotel inventory. Yeah. So those are available as well. They obviously have a higher rate.
But we talk about this when we talk about cruises. You have to decide what you're going to use your room for.
Exactly.
Yep. You have to decide if you are get up in the morning and have breakfast before you go out, if you want to go out, or if you want to be out as soon as the sun wakes you up.
Yep.
It's all about what you think you're going to use your room for.
I just want to clarify again that in that video of the standard room, the room where we actually panned out to the balcony, that was a poolside garden view room.
Right. That was not a standard
view. Because I could actually see the pool in the background.
Right. So it was we're talking about standard room, but not a standard view in that first video.
And they don't really, and unfortunately, they don't really list them like that.
They do not.
Right. So here is, the next video we're going to look at is Island Gardens View at Disney's Alani Resort and Spa. Every slide will have to be started with a Disney's Alani Resort and Spa.
Yes, they do use that phrase a lot.
Yeah, so this is an island garden.
Correct. And one of the things you're going to notice in this picture is you can see the parking garage. Yep. This is the top of the parking garage. The island's beautiful. The mountains are beautiful. However, again, I want to point out that for this specific shot that I got, she brought me to a very high room.
Right.
You could have a room that's much lower.
Right.
And have a really obstructed view.
Yeah. And if you're, depending on where you are, if you're lower and closer to that garage, some of those are actually standard views. So I think the floor you're on here almost dictates the view just as much as what's out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We had some folks, it was Frank and Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
They were traveling with some folks, and they got a pool view, an ocean view, but it was so low they couldn't see the ocean. So they actually asked to move to a higher floor. I think, in my opinion, always ask for a higher floor.
Yeah.
Always.
And keep in mind, when you're looking at room types, every room type or view type ends with the word view. So if you can view the ocean, whether you've got to stand on one foot,
right,
you know, cock your head to the right, if you can view the ocean,
that's an ocean view. You're absolutely right.
Same thing. There's also a pool, or I'm sorry, on a poolside, a partial ocean view that's available as well, which means that
you can see the partial
ocean. Yeah, if you kind of, you know, close one eye and blink a little bit, you can partially see the ocean through some trees. So, and this is not an Alani issue. This is every resort I've ever sold worldwide, that if you can partially view something, it's called a view you're paying for.
You know, Alani is shaped sort of like a horseshoe.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you got to assume that as you get closer to the ends of that horseshoe, you know, you're not going to have a straight-on view of the ocean.
Right.
The closer you get to the outside ends, the closer you are to the ocean.
Right.
As you come in, there's two towers, and then there's the main building. As you come into the bottom of the U, that's when you're going to see the other side of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We always say, try to get closest to the elevators. That, to me, usually gives you the best view because you can see out. So let's bring up our next one. Our next is Poolside Gardens View, Disney's Alani Resort and Spa.
Are you always going to say in that voice?
I am in that
voice.
Awesome. And this is one of the rooms we were looking at, actually, before we were shooting from. Beautiful. Treetops, green. What you're going to see as we pan back is this actually shows you a little bit of the lazy river of the stream that runs through Alani. So it's kind of a fun view to have for sure. But you're not seeing much because you have trees.
Right. And this is what you were talking about with the lighting as well. So if you're higher on a higher floor and you're above that tree line, now you're getting into what Alani would start to consider ocean views or partial ocean views. Because now over those trees, you can now see the ocean.
Right. And here, I did a pan up so you can see what you see over these trees. Mm-hmm. You see the other building.
Now, something to keep in mind, if you're a light sleeper, the sun comes up very early in Alani.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you're one of those people who is a little bit of sunlight's going to keep you up, behind those trees will be a little bit more private and a little darker.
You know me and light coming in. I think their rooms, their shades are very good. They seem to keep a lot of the light out. They're those sort of double room darkening blinds on the resort. And then the last one I have for us to look at is an actual ocean view stateroom, an actual ocean view room.
At a Disney's Alani Resort and Spa.
Disney's Alani Resort and Spa. And we're basically, when you look at this video, we are just above where we were before.
Exactly.
Yep. You're above the trees.
Right. Yep. I mean, we're pretty much in relation to what everything else is.
That's the money shot, right? Oh, man. It's so beautiful.
Right. So there you go. And this is all
we'll see
you
later.
See.
Yeah.
You see the lazy river. There's the scuba reef. What is that called?
Rainbow reef.
Rainbow reef. Scuba reef.
That was the working name.
Disney's Alani Resort and Spa.
As I said, Tracy has to keep me on track with the actual names of things because I don't know what they are. Go out to the place where the fishes are. You can look down and you can actually see where the character breakfast is from here, all the way to the left. All the way to the right is the actual ocean view. There's the slide for the pools at Alani. So again, a big expansive view. And this is, in my opinion, this is where you want to be.
Yeah.
This is it.
And so you were, if you think of the resort as a horseshoe, you were kind of in the bottom of that horseshoe here. That kind of, you know, you got both buildings on either side of you. Yeah. See, we had Ocean View once, and we were on, I can't remember the name of the tower. We're on the other side. So the, you know where the wedding?
Yes.
Weddings happen? We were on that side looking at the ocean. And beautiful view, but I would have, you know,
preferred to be sort of,
you know, inside the horseshoe.
Yeah, I like that on that side where you're looking over the resort and you're looking at, and the, you know, the way the sun sets over there.
And again, this is what, you know, you have to understand is that the higher up you go, we say the closer to the center, you know, these are all going to be the premier spots. They're also going to be the most expensive.
Exactly. And if I can say as well, when you're booking a view, we can book you a view. So if we book you ocean view or partial ocean view or island garden, whatever we're booking you, we can book you that view. We can specify that view and you will pay a premium for that view. What we can't do is guarantee you a room within that view.
A location.
So we can't guarantee you that, you know, what floor you're going to be on or where you're going to be. So those are things that we can request.
Yes.
So the difference between being able to book some, but we can book a room type, we can book a room view, but we can't guarantee room location. So just be aware of that.
That is true in any Disney resort.
It is true in any resort, really, anywhere. But yes.
We do, we like to ask for the same room over and over again. Mm-hmm. And we've been lucky in that. Two of the last three times we've gotten the same room over and over again, but you can't, you just put
in
the request.
Tower, which building are you in? When you
the masculine one. The one
you
on
walk
the right.
Into the hotel and you walk into the lobby, we turn right to go to our room. And that is our preferred tower. Yeah. Now, in our view from our balcony, we can see the Four Seasons Resort. And while we were there the last time, the Four Seasons is undergoing a rehab.
Right.
That never made a difference.
Yep.
When we were there, the one day, they were loading air conditioning units onto the roof, so there was a helicopter.
Okay,
there was no helicopter. For more than half of the day, loading and unloading. It was, and the little boys in the resort loved it. They thought this was like, and it looked movie-ish almost. I was waiting for Hawaii Five-0 guys to come flying out of the helicopter. They did not. It was just air conditioners. But my understanding, though, was that resort is just about, if not already open.
I think it was about set to open. I think there were people showing up. There were certain rooms being used.
Yeah.
And you could tell that at night because you could see TVs
right.
in certain rooms.
There was definitely a soft opening.
They were taking bookings as of the end of May of this year. So I don't know if the whole resort is open yet. So I think any construction happening over there by the time these even air will have been completed.
When we were there, they had, when we first arrived, they had screening all around the resort, so you couldn't see signage, you couldn't see landscaping. Before we left, all of that was down, and the resort looks beautiful.
Yeah.
They had finished the pool deck, actually, while we were there. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. You're going to hear us talk about Alani has two sides, two towers. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the
tower. One's the Eva Tower, EWA. Right.
And that's the feminine side.
And I can't remember what the other one is called.
Miwa. No, that's not right. I made that up.
My husband right now is at home saying,
screaming.
You know what it is off the top of your head. This is his thing. He's very into learning the different Hawaiian words and how to. So right now he's yelling at me.
Sorry, we prefer what Disney calls the masculine tower. There's a couple reasons for it. First of all, we like that when the things we do, like we do the adult pool, it's right below us. So it's easy to get to. We don't have to go down and then sort of cross to the other side of the resort to get to the things we want to do. The other thing, too, is it feels like that side of the resort is shorter. It's not as long of a walk to the end of the building, which is where all of the grand villas are located. So that's our preference for the side.
Is yours considered ocean view? Because I know there's some grand villas that are not.
No, we get a high, we get floor 9.
Okay, and that's the difference because they're all in the same area right at the end. So I'm guessing the lower floors are
correct.
Considered either partial. A standard or a partial ocean view.
No, we do not get a partial ocean view. How dare we?
Do you see that you've given him hives?
Wow, did you hear that? I'm sorry. I was just asking the question for all the normal people. All the non-Ocean View Grand Villa people.
Exactly.
And again, that's not just for us. There's a bunch of us who stay there.
Right. Who have that same mentality.
That's right. And we've
who
all
also get hives, apparently.
That's right. We've corralled all our points to stay there.
So that's the rooms. And of course, there's lots of other different rooms. There's suites as part of Alani. I got a chance to see a suite. I did take some video of the suite, but I didn't think it was relevant. I mean, these suites, this was, I can't think of exactly what the name was, but it slept two people, maybe three if you brought in a cot, and it was more than two bedroom DVC property.
The suites?
The suite were.
And I've priced, the different people have asked me to price the suites. I try to talk everybody out of them. And if anybody knows, travel agents can pay commission. So it's better for me if you book the better one. But exactly. I'm telling you, it's not a good idea for you for the most part. I mean, there's going to be exceptions to every rule. And I think there's 16 suites in total in the hotel. In the under the hotel umbrella, there's 16 suites, and these are just so they're just not they don't have all the same amenities that the villas have. You know, with the laundry and the kitchens and the so I say for your dollars, go villa.
That's
travel agent talk.
go villa. There was a spot where it said.
Oh, can I say the name of the two towers?
Please do.
One is Ava, as we said, EWA. W's are pronounced like V's, as my husband tells me. And the other one is, please forgive me, Hawaii, Waianae. Waianae?
That sounds about right.
Waianae. Yeah. Thank you. That's it. It's Waianae.
And this is one of those times when the W is not pronounced like a V.
Exactly.
So it's just try.
It's the rule is if it begins the word, it's a W. If it's in the middle of the word, it's a V.
Oh. Hawaii. A wise one.
Yeah. I don't know where I learned that from, but I got
That's
it.
Good.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to the things there are to do at Aulani. Had a chance to go out and film some of the stuff, some of the areas. Of course, the big thing for Hawaii is water. You know, you go there for the ocean, you go there for the pools, you go for the beautiful weather. So I want to give a little bit of a video of the beach at Aulani. I will preface it by saying this is the only time I was on the beach at Aulani.
Really? You guys, so you don't swim in the beach?
We do not.
Ah, so we do all the time. We swim in the beach. Oh my God.
People
really?
Love it.
We swim the ocean all the time. We rarely get in a pool while we're there. And we go in February. And I know you feel it's a little cool to swim in February in the ocean.
Yes, but we're Floridians.
Right. You know, we think if February, if you don't have to break the ice, you can swim in it.
You come from the tundra.
Exactly.
I live where it's warm most of the time.
Any water that you don't need to break ice for, it's good for swimming.
There you go. So let's watch the short video I have of the beach, just a quick pan of the beach at Aulani. Absolutely beautiful. It's just a stunning area.
Oh, there's the Casabellas. You can see them on the corner of the screen.
You
there.
Talked about those. Those are for rent. You rent those for the day.
Yeah, you can rent those. They seat two.
And you get a little person who runs up and brings you drinks and brings you food and stuff, which is always the best part.
Yeah. The Casabellas, they're a little more lax about doing that, as good as the cabanas, but it's great to have that spot. But we even if we were in our cabana, we still came down to the ocean. Just loved swimming in the ocean. And you can see there the way that there's a little bit of barriers there, so you don't get the big waves in the area in the lagoon.
There's also
like
a net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right, to keep creatures
out. And so there's
out.
Still some like we still there's still fish swimming around
that fit through the net.
Every once in a while, Chris goes running like a girl.
I'm sure he's gonna love that.
It's awesome. Yeah, but he does. He can't lie about it because he does it every time a little fish comes near him. He goes running like a girl, but.
We to say. Catch the fish or to run away from the
fish?
No,
to run away from it.
Oh.
Yeah, to run away from it.
These are white sandy beaches. These are beautiful beaches, beautiful water, tons of water
sports. The
bottom
is sandy as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not a rocky bottom where you're walking. So it's very pleasant.
The Hawaiian water just feels unlike any other water I've ever been in the world.
A little wetter.
Yeah, it's just slightly more damp than you'll find anywhere else. I don't know. I didn't actually get to go all the way in just because we were running around like dogs while we were there. But the last day, I just stood in the water for like an hour making phone calls with my feet in there up to my knees. And it just felt like silk almost.
Well, and then when you swim the salt water for your skin and for your – it just – I love everything about it. So we rarely go in the pool.
And Aulani offers a great – number of other activities to do at the beach. Again, not our thing. We did not do them. So I know, Tracy, you brought your niece the last time.
Right. We were there in February. So she had done the paddle boat. She had rented the paddle boat. We had gotten her a pass for Rainbow Reef for the week. And you can get a length of stay pass for that. I think it was something like $20 for a day. Or don't quote, I think it was $39 for the length of stay. And she could go in there every day. And we had to sign a waiver for her each day. But they provided the snorkeling equipment and the life vest. And she went in and she loved it. So she had done that. So we loved having her because, again, this is not stuff that we would normally do. With the paddle boat, there were kayaks that you could rent. There was so much going on. And there were some free things that you could get as well for resort guests. They had free boogie boards. You know, they look like half a surfboard.
Yep. We saw kids doing that.
Yeah. And you could rent you could borrow for free sand toys. So there was a lot going on there.
I agree. Lots to do. We did none of it.
There were also activities all every day. There were ukulele lessons and hula lessons and lei making lessons. There were cooking lessons.
Yeah.
Again, did none of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There was a lot of that stuff going on.
But I think that just goes to show there's so much to do.
That's right.
And there's such to do no matter what your taste level is.
Exactly.
That wasn't our thing, but people we traveled with loved doing all those activities.
That's right.
This wasn't our thing. So let's move on to the pools. We have a video of the pool. This is a little bit longer video because the pool area at Aulani is incredible. The center area is fantastic, the valley area, and then also the Lazy River. We have a separate video of that. But this is sort of the main pool. This is a zero entry pool. Mm-hmm. Which is great for folks who might have a disability or can't climb down steps to get in the water. One of the things that was really cool was every day Goofy was out there throwing a pool party.
Yes.
And Goofy is actually in the water.
Yes.
And I thought, Goofy's in the water. Get Goofy out of the water. He's splashing around. He's stomping around. He's splashing kids.
He's wearing his beachwear.
He was great. He's having a great time. This is the Cove Pool. One of the cool things with the Cove Pool is the infinity edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of hang out there and you watch the surf on the ocean. To the right, I don't actually have a shot of it, but to the right is a hot tub. One of the problems I had here was this was a hot tub where a lot of kids were in.
Right.
Large number of kids in the hot tub. So, yes. Of course, we went to the adults-only area, which we absolutely loved. This is the place where we hang out. Well, this is what we're showing now is the adults-only hot tub.
Right.
And this is a double hot tub, one above the other, mm-hmm. with two infinity edges.
Yeah, we did spend some time in there. Very little. Hot tub's not my thing. You know, I walk up to it and I want to get in it. And then I look around and think, yeah, I don't want to bathe with you. It's weird. Right. So I move on. But Chris likes them.
People stew.
Yep.
And then this is the actual adult pool area. And again, this is where we hang out. If you want to find us, see this spot right here.
See those chairs? Those are ours.
Those are ours, right? Reserved for Kevin and John. Put tape around them. We love this pool. It's not only quiet. There's not kids splashing around, and there's not a lot of activity. It's just a really fun, easy place to go. Yeah.
And just behind where John is standing is a bar.
Yep. I'm going to pan around, and you'll be able to see the actual bar area, which is great. Because
there's also restrooms not too far from there.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the bar.
Yeah.
Steps to the Ulu Cafe.
And there is the Ulu Cafe just to the left.
So you can go to the Ulu Cafe and you can get food or you can have the food brought to you.
The Ulu Cafe is their grab-and-go restaurant.
Right. This is the kids' splash area with the Menahuni Bridge. This is a shot without the water going because I was asked not to get pictures of kids swimming.
Yeah.
So I tried to be respectful of that. But I do have a shot a little bit later on with everything going and the water flowing and just how elaborate it is. And kids just love it. Kids are in there all day, every day.
There's some adults in there, too.
There were, pretending they had kids. So there's a little bit more of the water activities.
As you look at this video, isn't it amazing even to how it's changed since we first went?
Oh,
remember
gosh.
Our first visit? And how
this
much
wasn't
has changed
here?
Since then? Nope,
that Cove
wasn't
pool
there.
Wasn't there?
No, all that area was a big grassy area where they used to do weddings, and they realized, no, we need more space. We need to do other things.
And one of the big things at Aulani, I think, is one of the big attractions for a lot of folks is the actually, I'm skipping one. So let's go back. Let's do what I've – in the order that I've queued them up for Craig. Rainbow Reef. You mentioned this
yes.
with your niece going to Rainbow Reef. Again, we did not do it. I must preface
I'm
that.
I'm a little surprised by that. I was pretty sure there'd be pictures of you two in Rainbow Reef.
Really?
I was hoping.
Trying not
a picture
to drown
me with a spear in my hand. Yes.
Yeah.
So Rainbow Reef is their sort of contained snorkeling area where you can rent snorkel equipment and you can see all the beautiful fish. The cool thing about Rainbow Reef is there are two viewing areas underneath mm-hmm. where you can just, if you don't want to snorkel and you just want to see the fish or you want to watch your friends or family member who are snorkeling.
Yeah, we got some great pictures of my niece underwater. They should get them from right outside. And in addition to the regular snorkeling, they also have the supplied air snorkeling. So they have that as well for an additional charge.
That's where they put the big fishbowl over your head.
Yeah, that's right.
And run a hose up and put air in there. Yeah, ain't doing that.
And then they also do they do the Fisher Friends for the younger children that are there. They have a whole thing around that that's done it. It's a premium experience book through Aunties, and it's a whole thing that happens in Rainbow Reef as well.
And again, Rainbow Reef is an added expense.
It is. As I said, I believe it was, I think the length of stay, was $39.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
Because it's like the regular.
One day was like $20.
Right.
So to have the length of stay for $39, it was like, then she could just go when she wanted. If she only wanted to go for an hour, it was no big deal.
I do need to let you know that the water temperature in Rainbow Reef, I have done it, is a little chillier than
yes,
the rest
it
of the
is,
water.
Yeah, it's not equal.
This
to.
Is not heated. No. Otherwise, you have fish too.
And exactly. The other thing you can do as well is if you do have your length of stay to show your bracelet, you can also get snorkeling equipment.
For free
at the beach.
Right.
So you don't have to pay for the snorkeling equipment down there. So that was a neat added bonus as well. But just know that when you go to take your kids to Rainbow Reef, they can go in. I don't remember the minimum ages, but they can go in. My niece was 13, so she was able to go in on her own. But we still had to go every day because she was under 18 and signed a minor authorization form. So that first visit of the day, we had to sign the form for the day.
And she'd go for the day.
Yeah.
I want to also point out, with all of the pools at Alani, you must go and show your room key.
Yes.
And they will log you into the system, and you'll get a bracelet.
Right. You get a bracelet for that day. It's a different color. That's how you get your towels for the day. And this is how they know you're a resort guest.
Right.
And so they know you're able to use the facilities. You're able to, you know, use the beach chairs on the beaches.
Well, all beaches in Hawaii are open to the public. Even Alani's, the pool facilities and the stuff on the beach is not.
Right.
I got to tell you, I just want to talk about the towels. They are so awesome.
Yes.
About the towels. You get as many as you want.
Yeah.
And then during the day, now we were at the adult pool. I wasn't over at the other pool, so I don't know if they were doing it there, but I'm assuming they did. Someone would come around with a little hand truck or a little cart and ask if you would like to trade your towels out. And they would give you dry towels and take your damp wet ones.
I didn't see that happen over in the other areas. Not to say it didn't, but I didn't see that happen when we had spots over near the family pool.
Was
areas,
that the day so. It rained? Because of all the time we were there, we had rain one day.
And yes,
and so it might have been
no,
rain.
It was other times too. I saw it
yeah.
Where someone came. Now again, we showed you where we were sitting, so I don't know if that was specific to the adult
right.
pool, but it was
maybe. Yeah,
and the day it rained, they were awesome.
The other thing I want to say, too, is the kids were loving the different bands they got every day. And we ran into kids who had the bands all the way up their arm, like six or seven of them. And they thought it was the best thing. And tell me, you ran into a little boy who had them up his arm. And he said he was going to take them back to school and share them with his friends.
He was. He was going to share them.
I thought that was really cute.
He must have had 10 of them.
He was having a great time. So the big thing in the middle of Alani, you see it from everywhere, is the Lazy River. We did do this.
We've done it several times.
Yeah, we love the Lazy River.
And the last time I was there, our friend Val and I decided we were too lazy for the Lazy River.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot
There's
of work.
There's a current and everything.
And not everybody is in tubes.
No,
a lot of people are walking and swimming.
I don't go in a tube because I'm afraid I'll never get out of it.
So you're rule breakers.
No, you can be in without a tube.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem right. Why provide tubes if everybody's not supposed
she's
to be
not in
a tube?
Charge?
Yeah, really. I'm a rule breaker.
I'm not comfortable sitting in the tube.
I'm not either.
I'm
There's
not
no way to get in there right. You're either a turtle.
I look like a... Yeah, I'm not too...
Or, and I'm if I try to go up through it, I'm so short that I'm like this. Like, my arms are up above my head and my face, my eyes are... It's not a good look.
Yeah, I've got other reasons for not putting my body through the tube. you can go without a tube. Regardless of what Tracy thinks.
And again, the current is so strong, I just sort of float. Yep. You float and you're pushed around and you see all the different stuff that's, you know, they do some fun things. There's a place where bubbles come up from the bottom. And they're not supposed to be bubbles.
Are you sure?
They're supposed to be bubbles.
The last time we were in there, the last day we were in there, two young men, I'm going to guess they were 13, got into a fist fight. And I used my teacher voice. And everybody in the valley at Alani stopped. However, the two young men stopped hitting each other.
Stop hitting each other. We don't know why they decided to have a fist fight.
In the lazy river.
It's fun. You know, you also sort of get this weird connection with other people because there's parts where it's sort of bottlenecks and you're stuck with other people. But
you talk to other people?
What? Did you really make connections with other people in the lazy river?
I didn't even go in it. Now it's all a lie.
Wow. Now they're pen pals.
Alani is good for you.
I made friends.
The socialization process.
One of the things we did do at Alani's, we took Tracy's advice and we got a cabana.
Yeah.
We actually got a cabana for 2 days. And I just want to say that after the first time we did a cabana, while we enjoyed it and we had a good time, we realized it really wasn't for us. It just didn't meet our needs. Like we said, we usually go to the adult pool. We hang out. Someone's always there to watch our stuff.
Now, we also were assigned a cabana. I don't feel it was our best location.
Right.
We were kind of back in a corner. There were two sides of a...
You had an adult cabana.
Right.
And it was very shady. Yeah. You were in the back corner of the three of them.
There was a table there with a locked drawer, like a hotel room safe. They brought us towels. They brought us soft drinks. There were drinks in
there's
the cooler.
There's like a fridge.
They brought us a fruit plate, which had something on it called dragon fruit, which is just awful. And then they brought us Hawaiian snacks. So we had plantain chips, and we had palm chips, and we had rock chips. And there was rock not chips. Something anything resembling rock
chips. Now, you see, for us, the reason, first of all, a couple reasons we like the cabana. One, the locked area to leave our stuff. So when we leave the area, we're all leaving the area, and our stuff is staying unsupervised. The other thing was, because we had my niece, we couldn't sit in the adult area. So out in the family beach area, you had to get out so early to kind of get your spot for the day that the cabana gave us that home base.
Right.
It gave us that spot for the day. It gave us proper shade when we needed it, and we could stay out there all day without having to worry about A, losing our stuff, or B, losing our spot.
It's a very different situation in where you are in life.
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, we sat in the shade most of the time anyway. And we were by the adult pool. As John said, we were not concerned about locking stuff up. First of all, from where we sat, we could see our things.
Exactly.
The other thing is, as I joked, I was too lazy for the lazy river. So there was somebody always sitting in our area.
Yeah. And so when it was just the two of us and we go and we're in the adult pool area, we still are going down to the ocean to swim. So again, we'd be leaving our stuff. So, and I mean, for the most, it's not like I'm bringing the family jewels with me.
No, but you might have your phone with you.
And often I do. I mean,
An iPad.
As we all know, like we're never too far away from, even on vacation, we're never too far away from our emails or our phones. So you have that kind of stuff with you. Yeah. And you just don't want to leave it that long. So.
It all depends on, again, like I said about the hotel room. How are you going to spend your day? We've found out that we didn't need the added convenience of that.
Right.
Also, where we sit, the bar is literally 10 steps away.
Right.
So the idea of having someone bring us drinks, well, there was someone there who did
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yep.
One of the things that disappointed us about the cabana, they do offer food service. However, I don't know why, but I thought we were going to get an upgraded food menu.
No, it's the same menu.
It is the same menu over the pool area.
Yeah.
And it's not bad.
No.
But we thought for the added cost that there would be an upgraded offering. So
our next show next week is actually going to be all about food at Alani, and we'll talk about sort of reviewing all the food. But again, I agree with you, as I thought, we were going to get a different menu. This is the same stuff we can get everywhere. However, we still enjoy it.
Also, it's a great place if you've got kids that you want to bring in out of the sun for a short amount of time.
And that's what I don't sit out in the sun. We sit in the shade. We love it that we're shaded. You know, there's a fan going in there. There's a little corner where you can change if you need to. You can pull that curtain across.
Yeah, there was a small dressing room.
You know, the TV's in there. So if you got the TV playing. So there's lots of advantages to it for us. And we found even more so when we had my niece with us.
The cabana two from us actually had a family in it with two small kids, and they brought them I was gonna say a plug and play. That's not right.
Pack and play.
Pack and play.
It's not a good idea to give your children electricity at the pool.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-hmm.
A pack and play, so the kids could sleep in that, or you know, be put in there, and when they want to, you know,
sort of
know
where they are. And at 14, they loved it.
Yeah,
they're 14. Exactly.
Exactly.
I was amazed. I mean, these folks really took advantage of this cabana. I mean, the gentleman was asleep.
Right.
Well, I thought, go back to your room and take a nap.
And this is why it works for us. There is nowhere else in the entire world, with the exception of Castaway Key, where I will spend a couple hours on the beach tops. But there's nowhere else in the world where I go and hang out at a pool or a beach all day long. It's just not in. It's just not my thing. It's not something I do.
I was going to say the same thing about us.
It is not something I do anywhere else. I don't go on a cruise and spend time at the pool. I don't go on an excursion to a beach. These are not things I do. But Alani, I do.
Right.
And having that cabana just makes it feel like I can do it. I've got shade. I've got comfort.
Absolutely.
I've got somewhere to keep my stuff. It just...
Do you want to know how ridiculous we were? John told you one day it rained, and it rained hard. We all sat out. We showed you where we sit by the adult pool with towels over our heads and sat out there in the rain. And I thought, why are we not going inside?
I'm already wet. I was already in the pool. What's the resume?
But we sat outside and we covered everything that we had with us with towels. But I thought, this tells you how much we love it out here, that we're willing to sit with towels over our head just to keep our glasses dry.
And I mean, you can look, those watching on video, look around the table. We're clearly not, you know, we're not beach bums.
People, right?
You know, we're not people who do this on a regular basis, but there's something about this place.
The other thing we like, too, is a couple of days all day by the beach. But then it's also, what do you want to do this afternoon? Let's just go down and sit and go in the lazy river.
Yeah.
So you go down, you go off the elevator, you get a tube, you float around.
Yep.
Go in the morning. Let's go down in the morning and then go do our whatever activity we've chosen in the afternoon.
And we would often do that as well. So by 1 or 2 o'clock, okay, we're done for the day. Let's go do something else on the island, or vice versa. We'd go and explore the island.
And
then
hot.
About 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when all the morning people have vacated the chairs, okay, now there's spots. We'll go hang out at the pool for a couple hours or go swim at the beach.
Let me ask you, we did not see, there were the signs up about you can't reserve a chair, that they will remove your stuff. However, we did not see every chair taken.
The there only lot places of open that chairs. Were really, really crowded was the entrance to the kids' pool.
Yeah.
The around the entrances to the lazy river, those chairs were gone. They were
your
gone
timing
early.
Is going to make a really big. Like when we were there, the resort was at capacity the entire time we were there, and so I think depending on how busy the resort is, you're going to see that happen a little more. I think they're trying really hard. I think they're putting a lot of things in place to try to work against it. But out in the family areas. We would, you know, the one morning we went down at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and there was nothing. There was not two chairs to be had together. And then other, you know, so we went down one morning at 8 and found our spot, and we were good for the day. So, you know, it's going to vary. Time is going to take some planning, but.
We actually, one day, we were over by the adult pool, and we decided we were going to go in the lazy river. We took our stuff with us, and we just asked somebody, can we just throw our stuff on your chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, we weren't looking to spend the afternoon there, so I said, can we, we're just going to...
And we often do that. If we're just down, we're not planning on sitting anywhere, we'll get one chair for three of us.
Right.
We don't need to save three chairs.
And we did use somebody else's chair. We said, we're going to be here about 45 minutes. Can we just lay our stuff here?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure, I'll watch it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So again, lots of stuff to do, water-related, and we did it, and we had a great time. The other thing that's big for Alani, because it is Disney's Alani Resort and Spa, is the spa. I mean, this is a huge draw. This is also a draw for locals. Locals will go and have stuff done. I got a bit of a video here. It's a little bit long. It's over 5 minutes. So let's start that, and we can chat about the spa. Again, thank you very much to the PR person, public relations person at Disney who got us in early because we didn't want to accidentally sort of run into anybody while they're being spa'd. Beautiful space.
Did you just make spa a verb?
I did. They were being spa'd. Things were being done to them that I didn't want to witness. Beautiful space. Just serene and beautiful. And of course, every Disney area has to have a gift shop. So you actually enter through the gift shop here for the spa. And more than just... lotions and scrubs and stuff. There's clothes here.
Mm-hmm.
There are people coming in and actually buying stuff that you couldn't buy anywhere else. Part of the spa is a salon. This is apparently where they torture you for information.
This is the manicure pedicure stations.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah. Manicure pedicure stations are there.
They did bad things to you.
Yeah. And they would also, they have some hair services and stuff they will do as well.
We'll see a hair.
Yeah.
There are traditional treatments, signature treatments. There's herbal body remedies, massage therapies, vitality baths, facials, skin boosters, things especially for men, hair treatments.
I don't list those.
Nail treatments. They are. There's a facial, and a back rejuvenation.
Before you go on, let me just say what we're looking at right now. This is sort of the centerpiece of Alani. When you go to the spa, you go to this little area. Before you go in, you're asked to pick a stone.
Right.
The stone has a word on it, dream or wish or serenity.
So do you pick a stone knowing the word on it?
Nope.
Or it's a surprise?
No, it's a surprise.
Stone picks you.
Stone picks you.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. It's like a wand.
They wouldn't let me in.
It's like a wand.
Yes, they wouldn't let me in the wand. They said my eye rolling was too loud.
And part of the spa is that you get to go for the day. And this is their relaxation room. This is what you sort of do before you go into your treatment.
Do you want me to finish my list of things?
No, I do not, as a matter of fact, because I'm kind of bored with it.
I didn't get to the exciting part.
The men's just for men?
No, they have a mother's treatment. They have Ohana means family treatment. They have treatments for two people. And they also have teen treatments, mini-me treatments for guests under 12. And that's it.
And what we're looking at now is this is the that's it.
Thanks for that.
Really? Thanks for reading the list. This is the outside area. This is also part of your spa experience. Come early so you can experience the two hot tubs they have. And the hot tubs all have different temperatures. And I just want to explain, too, what we're looking at now is I'm going in through the out. But as you come out of the men's dressing room or the women's dressing room, there's a sort of an area that sort of, I don't know, allows you to transition into a
spa. What are we transitioning? Oh, okay.
Alani features the only outdoor hydrotherapy garden on Oahu.
That's right. This is the hydrotherapy garden.
Somebody take the book from Kevin.
Exactly.
And this is where they...
different.
Do they still have the different showers and
yes,
stuff?
We're going to show. I've got a couple of videos of that. But this is as you walk out of
right,
each of the dressing rooms. There is a shower there.
So you can transition.
And then there's a private hot tub there, so if you didn't want to do a co-ed for some reason. But you walk out of here and you get into the areas where there is the shared hot tubs. The hot tubs are all different temperatures. They're kind of proud of that, so that you're not just in a scalding hot one. What's the matter?
What is the matter with you?
I don't know. Spas are so not my thing.
Yeah, Kevin hates this. This is like his...
The whole little zen atmosphere. I like saunas and steam rooms and stuff like that. You can no longer buy just that. You have to have a treatment.
Again, so here you could choose different scrubs and stuff. Is that what?
No, actually, it's part of the thing where you throw the stone in.
Oh, okay.
They'll make you a scrub.
Oh, so the scrub picks you too.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The scrub picks you as long as
the... Again, this is the sarcastic one in the group, right?
These are the different showers, outside showers.
Yeah.
This is where they get secrets out of you.
And so they all have different...
This is where
they'll have different consistencies.
This is the car wash.
Yeah.
You can actually stand in there and you can get your tires done. It's actually a lot. It's really cool what they've done.
Yeah.
We're making fun, but it's really cool. That's a cool plunge for this hot tub. There's little sort of semi cabanas outside. There's places to sit outside. So people make a day of it.
Yes, I was going to say, how early? Like, so if I have a massage booked for noon, how early can I come and enjoy
2 days before
all of this?
You can show up all day and do it.
Yeah.
What we're looking at now is actually one of the family treatment rooms. You mentioned Kevin Red. Off the list.
In detail.
The family treatments. And this is up to 5 people, I believe.
Okay.
So 2 people at a time could be getting a massage, and then people outside could be doing pedicures or reflexology. And then one more thing I just want to add is you can have food delivered here. So they'll bring in food, and there's a little table out back.
So like mom and dad and the kids?
Absolutely.
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
So mom and dad are getting massages.
Or everyone can have a massage.
Really?
Yeah. You just switch out because there's only 2 treatment tables.
Do families do that?
Not my family.
Not my family, right? If your family does that, please email John and explain to him. No, that's interesting to me. It's just not something that would hit my radar.
Are you using interesting in quotes?
No, I'm not, actually. Oh. It's kind of interesting to me that obviously if it's available, there's a need.
There's a demand for it, for sure.
There's a demand for it. And I think my son would be mortified if I said, hey, come in with mommy to the spa.
Exactly.
Let's go get our toes done, Ben.
And a lot of these, you know, these I don't know about the family rooms, but a lot of the massages, you know, you are not wearing anything.
Well, this is my thing, right? This is where I'm going with that. Like, I'm like, okay, maybe. It's just weird.
The idea, all of it just creeps me out.
Right. Like the whole, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's more like, you know, like mom and the girls.
Oh, maybe. But even
you know, a girl's spa day.
So like if Chris said to Ben, Ben, we're going to go get massages. Do you think?
No.
Like it still sounds weird to me.
No, because guys wouldn't be able to make eye contact with each other. It's it's a girls' day thing.
Okay.
You have to. Have you spoken? You spoken to Frank when they?
I
came
have.
Right?
Oh my God! Yes.
Did he tell you
we
the spa
had dinner
story?
The other night, and he gave me their couples massage
yes.
spa story.
I don't believe it's our place to tell the story.
No.
But he tells.
But
a very
if
funny
you
story.
Ever spend time with Frank and Kathy, ask for their couples massage story.
It's quite amusing. People love the spa. People in our group did it.
Yeah.
And they think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, somebody had the reflexology. That means foot rubbing.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Fancy name for foot rubs. In addition to the adult spa, there is actually a teen spa. This is the Painted Sky Teen Spa.
And I believe that it is the only one on the island, the only teen spa.
I believe so.
Oh, there's two things they have, that and a serenity garden.
Yeah.
Or hydrotherapy garden.
Yeah.
And the teen spa gets... they have a lot of locals. When we've been there, we've seen groups of local teens doing a party there, or you know, kind of like a you know, having their manicures and their pedicures. And
it's a really great space.
It is.
They really did a great job with it. All themed for Alani. I could go into the whole explanation, but I think I probably glazed over a bit while she was telling me what it all was. Something about they were clouds in the sky and rivers in the floor or something. I don't know. But they do the thing where they'll.
Colors of the Wind. Did she mention the Colors
of
the Wind?
Wind, yeah. They do the thing where they'll create a scrub just for the kids. They have, mm-hmm. you know, treatment areas as well, just for the teens. Or they can go and hang out. They could do makeup,
yep.
makeovers.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And again, something very unique to Disney and to Alani.
Why did you give me this if you didn't want me to read it?
I wanted you to reference it. I didn't want you to... That was a summation.
He's new to the whole podcast thing. Yes. Can you be a little clearer the next time, please?
So that's Painted Sky, Disney's teen mm-hmm. spa. And then in addition to all the other stuff they offer, Disney has Auntie's Beach House, right. which is their idea of a kids club or a kids area. How would you say it?
I would say a kids club. Similar, yeah. you know, anybody who's cruised with Disney. You know, it has that kids club experience. I would think it's in the same vein. Maybe a little bit like what they do at the Walt Disney World Resorts. You know, they have Camp Lilo over Polynesian. So a little bit like that, but kind of somewhere in between the two.
If you're going and you don't have children, they open Auntie's Beach House to what was it, 8:45?
Because yeah,
they start
8 a.m. to 8:45 or something.
For people who would just like to go see it. If you're an Adventurers Club follower... Or mm-hmm. fan, or whatever. Several of the artifacts from the Adventurers Club on Pleasure Island have made their way into Auntie's Beach House. Mm-hmm. You can go from 8 to 8:45 without feeling creepy at all, even if you don't have children. It's an awesome place to visit.
It really is a great place to see. And the reason for the Adventurers Club artifacts is the story behind it is that Auntie runs the beach house. But Uncle was part of the Adventurers Club. And Uncle
was a traveler.
He went all over the world, and he collected these artifacts, and he brought them back to Auntie's Beach House for display. We have a video. We actually put this up on Facebook when we first did it, but it's Kevin doing a little bit of a tour of Alani for us with some explanations, and then when we're done, we'll come back, and we'll tell you all about it.
Hi, this is Kevin from Alani. I am standing in Auntie's Beach House. We've been given unprecedented access to film early in the morning, and Auntie's Beach House is the kids' club here at Alani. It is for children ages 3 to 12. And there's already kids lined up, so you can tell it's a popular thing to do. From 8 to 9:30 in the morning is open house. It allows families to come in and look around. And then at 9 o'clock, they begin secure check-in. This is open until later in the afternoon. And as I said, I think people are anxious to get in. Hi, we're in Auntie's sitting room. This is where story time happens. Auntie comes out and reads stories to the kid. This is also where free play happens. I'm sure you've seen in the video, there's costumes for kids to dress up on. In? Not on. And this is where free play happens. I don't know about anybody else, but if you look around, I wouldn't mind having this in my house. This is the movie room at Auntie's beach house. And as the story goes, Hawaii has such nice weather that kids get to play outside all the time. However, they do enjoy a rainy day because that means they get to sit inside and watch TV. Auntie's has a kitchen where your kids can have snacks. They also offer, if your children are going to be here a little bit longer, you can order meals. It's just a couple of dollars and you do have to order them in advance when you check in. Auntie's Beach House is a licensed facility by Hawaii, so it's a great place for your kids to spend some time. I'm standing next to a table that John's going to film in a minute, and I'm fascinated by it. This is a game I'm not entirely sure how to play, but I'm fascinated by the whole table. But the story goes that Uncle likes to travel and brings back some artifacts from his travels. For our fans of the Adventurers Club that used to be on Pleasure Island, this is one of the artifacts from that Adventurers Club. Pretty cool, huh? Another Adventurers Club tidbit, they have the duck phone. This is the backyard at Auntie's Beach House. Who wouldn't want to hang out here?
They were really great. They would give us the information as we were recording so that we had the right facts and figures. But there's a funny story. Kevin talks about the meals, and she tells him about how the kids can have a meal and blah blah blah, and Kevin says, oh, for a few, so on the recording Kevin says, well, for a few dollars your kids can have a meal here. And we finished that recording, she goes, well, you might want to re-record that because it's actually $9.
Yeah.
And we said, well, when you're at a Lottie, $9 is a few.
$9 qualifies as a
bargain.
Few.
Yeah, it's nine right. Hawaii dollars. Yeah.
So a little bit expensive, but still, you know, for your kid to have food there, not any more than they might pay for chicken fingers by the pool.
There's a great deal of discussion about the $7 hot dog at the pool. Yeah. So
next episode that we do, we're going to do all about the food. And Kevin had the $7 hot dog.
I just want to add a couple comments about Auntie's and some facts to know. You can register your children online in advance. So that will save you a little bit of time. You see those long lines.
Yep.
And so I went down one morning and said, why are people lined up so long, so early every day? And she said, well, some people don't know they can register online, first of all. So you want to register online before you go. So that's important. You can do it at the resort if you hadn't, but it'll save you a little bit of time there. Then you can. It's a little bit easier process to drop the kids off during the day. There's also four activities that you can that are free activities that you can register them for online as well. So, you know, again, that's going to save you from having to go down at 7:30 in the morning to say, okay, I want to register my kids. You can do that in advance. So, you know, just check and do as much as you can in advance as with the children's.
Right, for sure.
And that you also have to get a wristband for the kids. Mm-hmm. And the wristbands are $13, I think, maybe $13.50. And that's for the length of stay. Now, if the kids want to keep the wristband as a souvenir, they can. Or you can return it at the end for a refund of your $13.50. So just a couple of facts and figures to know for Auntie's.
One of the great things, we didn't really get a chance to videotape it because it didn't show up well, was the movie room has these special windows.
Yes.
And what they do is they, you know, the windows are supposedly outside and you can see the sun and it's beautiful out. But when it's time for a movie, it gets a little bit dark and cloudy. Mm-hmm. And then it rains and there's lightning in the background. So it sort of sets the mood for this sort of interactive time for the movies. There's also a great computer area for the kids.
Yep.
Tons of computers laid mm-hmm. out. Tons of those tables, those game tables everywhere. There's a craft room where they do crafts. Mm-hmm. Lots to do. It's not just babysitting.
Yeah, you know? And there's also a couple premium activities that you can book. They're pricey. They'll also be part of that pre-registration. And I think in the neighborhood of about $80. But again, if this is something you want to do, try to do it online in advance before you go. It'll save you some time while you're there.
So the next thing that we want to talk about is the, again, sort of exclusive to Disney, is they do a show at night. It's twice a week. And it's called the Starlight Hooey. And
Starlet, this is isn't
Starlet?
It? Starlet. Starlet Hooey. Is that what the hell they say it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Starlit Hooey. It's lit at night. So this is sort of their answer to a luau, sort
of. Yeah, they don't call it a luau because they're not giving you food.
There's no food. It's not the whole big experience. Right. It's sort of a short show. It's on a lawn right there at Aulani, so it's easy to get to. First come, first serve seating. Stand in line, you wait in line, and they give you a mat, and they set the mat out on the grass. But there's also chairs. We were fortunate enough to be sitting in the chairs for it. I was amazed at how many people did not take the chairs. Mm-hmm. Most people sat on these grass mats on the floor, and that, to me, just looked like a backache waiting to happen.
I didn't even realize there were chairs. I've never seen it because I'm not going to go sit on the ground.
You should go and sit in the chairs.
I have to say I'm a big boy. And I sat in the chair, and my chair started to sink into the dirt. I went back to the hotel room. I didn't want to have anybody pry me out of the ground.
I went. I thought it was fine. I thought the chairs were great.
Yeah, again, Chris did it. He's done it a couple times. My niece has done it. I haven't seen it yet.
They do a really great way of bringing people into it. Again, you have a mat. They give you a mat. But you also walk over with a couple of cast members. And these cast members will lay the mat out for you. And they kind of have it down to a science where there's like – all the mats are touching. Mm-hmm. So every square inch is used so they get as many people in as they can. There's a pre-show where the kids get up and do a little hula that they've learned. There's characters at the luau. There's the Disney characters, of course. There's fire dancers. And there's local performers. And there's the whole story. They tell a story. And there's sort of thing. There's birds on sticks and stuff. So it was fun. It was a great evening entertainment.
It's a free activity. And it doesn't happen every night, correct?
Correct. I think it was Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and that may change seasonally, but yeah.
Again, perfectly nice and enjoyable thing. It's not something I would do every time.
Right.
Twice, and I think you should go and see it. And it's short enough that it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, it's 3 hours of this. We do have a little bit of a video put together. I was going to try to put together a splicing of it, but it was a lot of stuff going on. This is Uncle. Uncle is the host of the Hooey, and he comes out and he sort of talks to you a little bit about what you're going to see and what you're going to do, and a little bit sort of connecting the acts together with the Hawaiian culture type of stuff. So he's your host for the evening, and this is one of the things that Uncle does with you. He does the Aulani Hula. So let's see how that goes.
In your time here at Aulani so far, tell me, who's had breakfast with Auntie and some of our Disney friends? Who's been spending time at Auntie's beach house? Come on, how many of you have been enjoying the Waikoloa Valley, relaxing on the lazy river, or maybe running around on the Mene Hune Adventure Trail? Now, Auntie told me that some of you may have learned a dance to our next song, the Aulani Hula. Now, I know I saw some of you, actually a lot of you, learning it here earlier tonight. You know, my kumu hula, my hula teacher, always told me, you can't keep a beautiful hula to yourself. You have to share it. So come on up, and let's share the joy of this place, Aulani. Welcome to get to return to us here at Aulani. Let that story be told of this beautiful place, Aulani. That's right. Let's do Aulani. Everybody.
Well, that ended abruptly.
I miss Aulani, a Disney resort and spa.
Disney resort and spa.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, there's so much to do. There really is so much to do. Again, 12 days, could not get enough in. Not everything is for everybody.
No.
You know,
That's the great thing about it, though, that there's something for everyone, but not everything is for everyone.
Right. I agree. That's going to do it for that coverage for what we wanted to talk about for this episode.
There's more of the spa menu that I could do.
Oh, good. Let's do that, and we'll cut some extras, okay, Craig?
Okay.
Do some outtakes.
And then there's a pedicure for $12.99.
Put your toes in the water.
Right. So, again, Aulani, incredible. Can't wait to go back. Love it. Still some stuff we haven't done, even though we've been there 100 times.
Do you know what I love the most about it? I think there's so many things I love about it. I love, love, love the people of Hawaii. Mm. I love that the cast members at Aulani are so excited to share their resort with you. They're so excited to tell you the story of their resort. From the guy who greeted us when we pulled up and, you know, he was so excited that we were there and to share with us. I love the Hawaiian people. I love the cast members of Hawaii.
We didn't even touch on that. There's resort tours you can take that talks about the culture and how Aulani came about and where it got its name. There's parts of the resort that are kind of like what you might consider hidden Mickeys. Mm-hmm. You know, they're little gems. We didn't talk about the Menehune Trail, which is an interactive experience for the kids. Just so much to do.
Tinkerbell
got her wings.
She did. Aulani and Oahu and all of Hawaii feel very foreign. They feel very exotic. Mm-hmm. And you're in the United States. So if you're one of those people who feel that, you know, you're not sure if you'd be comfortable traveling to a different country, this has a feel that you're someplace very, very unique. And, you know, you're still in the United States. And I don't know if that's physical distance or mental distance.
Could be. Could be a little bit of both. All right. So usually at the end of our shows, we do our agent spotlight. For this month, we're not going to do our agent spotlights. We're going to be talking about our contest. Very excited to say that at the end of the contest, you have to watch us all month, but we're going to be giving away a 5-day, 4-night stay at Disney's Aulani
Resort and Spa.
For up to 4 adults, this is in an ocean view room. You will be in an actual ocean view room. You will not be on
Do not guarantee anything.
Yes, we're going to make sure. Well, we're going to book an ocean view room for you.
We cannot guarantee where your room location is, but we will book you in an ocean view room.
This does not include air transfers, food, souvenirs, or any other miscellany experiences. Due to a date and travel restrictions do apply, and it cannot be over a major U.S. holiday. However, we will work with you on whatever dates you want to go and try to make it work the best we can. This particular contest is actually going to be, we're going to present a series of questions for you to answer. And because of that, this is open to everybody. This is not just U.S. citizens.
Yay, Canadians. We can enter. Not we, as I was told.
Exactly.
You can enter as long as you're not related to me.
Well, then that sort of narrows down 98%
yes, that's
of
right.
all of Canada.
A very small, close-knit country.
You are. So, again, we get that quite a bit for some of our things that are more of a random draw. You can't open it up to all countries, but everybody's eligible to win this prize. I do want to give you the rules because the rules are very important. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter. Oh, those are small. All entries must be received by August 15th, 2016. Entries will be accepted via email only to a special email address, Aulani_contest@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. It must include your full legal name, email address, home address, and correct answers to all 10 questions. We will not be accepting answers piecemeal. You must hold on to all of them and give us all 10 answers to all 10 questions at the end of the contest. Put that in one email to us. That's the only way you'll be eligible to win. One entry per email address. Again, all 10 questions will be posted during the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcasts about Alani during the month of July. We'll have some questions on each show, so you got to watch them all if you want to catch all of the questions. One winner will be drawn from all on entries, I almost said entrees, and correct answers. So not only do you have to have all the correct answers, then we'll have a draw from all of those folks. By submitting an entry, you agree to allow Dreams Unlimited Travel to announce your name and post it on multiple websites and or social media networks in conjunction with winning the contest. So if you are shy and don't want your name out there, please do not submit your answers. We're going to give you three questions this week, and I'm going to let Tracy actually read them off because Tracy was the one who came up with them. So she was our question provider.
The question number one is, what is the meaning of the word Aulani?
In 100 words or less?
Yes.
Should they give
and what is it? And not only does it, what is the meaning, what does it mean to me, Tracy?
Wait, did we tell people what it means anywhere? Are we going to tell them what it means?
They have to go find out.
No, we may, in the course of our conversation,
we may or
answer
may not.
These questions. That's the beauty of it.
They have to watch the whole show, yep. And we may have said the answer, or they may have to go find it elsewhere.
Might have to do some research.
Go ahead. Look, it's four nights in Hawaii with an ocean view, okay? They have to work for it.
Okay, calm down. Next question.
Question number two is, how many gallons of water does the lazy river hold? Waka'oli. No, that's bad. I'm sorry, Chris. But it's a W, so it sounds like a W, not a right. V. But let's go with the lazy river. How many gallons of water does a lazy river hold? Is that before or after we get in?
After all the water has been displaced.
Yeah. And question number three for this week is, where on Oahu is Aulani located?
Okay, this name is the first town. One I've known the answer to.
Oh, so you can't win.
So you wouldn't. So it doesn't matter that you can't go because you work here. You wouldn't have been able to go anyway because you don't know the answers.
So these are the first three questions out of 10. She's mean. She's all about the rules.
Yep.
First three questions for our series of 10 questions. You got to wait until the end of the month and get all the questions in there, and then you can submit your answers, and we will be drawing the winner from all of our entrants. Excellent. So thank you guys very much for helping me out with our Aulani conversation. Again, this is part one of four. So stay tuned next week for our second part, which is going to be all about dining. So one of our favorite things to do at Aulani, and we have quite a bit to cover there because we ate a lot.
It's funny. All the things this week, they said, yeah, that wasn't our thing. Yeah, we didn't do that.
No, now
that
we're getting
will
to
be
our
true
thing.
For next week's show.
That's our thing, is the eating at Aulani. Again, thank you all very much for participating. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.